Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin in North Korea, where he signed a partnership agreement with leader Kim Jong-un. They both agreed that each country would come to the other's aid if attacked, but no word on exactly what kind of aid they're talking about. Dangerous heat taking hold in the Midwest and in the Northeast. And technically, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee, it's not even summer yet.
Summer temperatures since 1970 have gone up considerably. We're talking about overnight lows, which go up even warmer. A lot of this warming happens while we're sleeping, and then the highs as well. Plus 3 degrees in the west and 2 there through the mid-Atlantic up the northeast.
Cooler temperatures in the southwest could calm New Mexico wildfires that have killed one person so far.
We have 2 devastating, enormous fires. And when I say enormous, it means that they're getting more and more complicated to address.
That's the governor of New Mexico. This is Juneteenth, the day honoring the emancipation of enslaved Americans. It's now a federal holiday. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is Juneteenth, which marks the day in 1865 when the last enslaved people in the United States were told they were free. The Juneteenth flag flies over the Wisconsin Capitol in Madison today until sunset. A ceremony yesterday marked the progress Black Americans have made and the challenges they still face. Donald Trump singing Milwaukee's praises at a campaign stop in Racine yesterday after calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week.
They say, oh, he doesn't like Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I said, you got to fix the crime. We all know that. You got to make sure the election's honest. But I'm the one that picked Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee crime rate actually fell last year. The Republican National Convention is in about a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Duluth saw some dangerous road conditions on Tuesday night thanks to some severe storms. According to a Northern News Now report, flash floods plagued the roads around the city, with multiple being reported completely underwater. Those flooded roads included the northbound lanes of the I-35 tunnel and one lane of Garfield Avenue, forcing authorities to shut down the roads and divert traffic. Officials also reported flooding on 9th Avenue East and 4th Street on Duluth's hillside due to the storms. The Duluth Police Department has identified the alleged attackers who assaulted and robbed a 75-year-old man. According to law enforcement authorities, the incident occurred around 4 p.m. in the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center parking garage. 3 minors allegedly stole the man's backpack and dealt him minor injuries during the assault. Law enforcement authorities say that while they were able to identify the attackers, they were not taken into custody right away and they have not yet found the man's backpack. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Marquette to play the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles will host the Wisconsin Badgers in men's college basketball, the oldest rivalry in the state. The game is set for Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The two teams have faced each other every year since 1958. Baseball tonight, the Brewers play the Angels for the rubber match in their 3-game series, the Crew winning last night 6-3. And we learned that Willie Mays died at the age of 93. Mays once hit 4 home runs in a game, April 1960. 60 against the Milwaukee Braves at County Stadium, the Brewers' Pat Murphy.
That's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pulled for, you know what I mean? The guys that I, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game, you know, just a tremendous ball player. And, you know.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid 70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62.
It's 60 at our studios.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a special hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crude and I will get over our Shark Week hangover in one day.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Chief Calvin. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's a beautiful sunny day here in Waukesha, and it looks like it's pretty good weather where you're at.
It is, man, and I just want to say to everyone, good morning and welcome from beautiful Baraboo, Wisconsin. I am joined by my colleague, Mr. Todd Alba of the Todd Alba Show. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing, man?
Earl, having you here, I'm fine as frog's hair. It is a beautiful, it's great to have you here.
Frogs have hair?
That's how fine it is.
Oh, okay. man, I will say this. It has been an amazing, you know, 16, 18 hours, however long it's been that I've had the pleasure of being with you and in your company and here in beautiful Baraboo, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Never been to Baraboo.
It's great to have you here. And, I mean, I grew up about, crow flies, 35 miles or so west of here in Richland Center, and we're in the Baraboo Bluffs, of course, the kind of the start of the Driftless region, and you and I went out last night and walked around Devil's Lake State Park, and I just want to tell people that listen and watch the Earl Ingram Show, I mean, you don't want to tick this guy off, because, I mean, he is in great shape, climbing up those rocks. It was just a beautiful day, had a great dinner together, so I just appreciate you being here. We're going to have a great celebration of Juneteenth.
Todd, the opportunity to move around Devil's Lake. I'm a city guy, and rural. You know, I love being in the environment of a Devil's Lake, because didn't get a chance to do much of that in my life. When you're used to being in an urban area, you know, that's the life that you know. And so I didn't move around a lot in the open spaces, but man. It is just nice to be with nature.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I think it just kind of is a soul cleanser. It's a great meditation thing. And when you can do it with somebody that you enjoy being with, like yourself, it's fantastic. And to be here at Oxner's Park in Baraboo for this Juneteenth celebration, they have a great day lined up. And it's just great to be here. We got a little rain in the air, a little sprinkle, but we're undercover. And it's going to be a great day.
Well, you know, man, this setup you have here is just unbelievable to me. And, you know, I'm an old guy, man, who technology, I've come kicking and screaming to technology.
You and me both.
But technology, no, man, you've already conquered it. But this setup is just unbelievable, man.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity Civic Media gives us to go out and do this and being able to stream the yard. This you can see if you're watching StreamYard or you know whatever you're streaming this on, Facebook or Twitter or whatnot. The video right between Earl and I here, kind of the background, you can see that stage, and there's going to be all kinds of music starting around 10 o'clock this morning. Pastor Antoine is going to be kicking things off. He's one of the coordinators. Mayor Rob Nelson is going to be here. We're going to have poets. Earl, there's going to be interactive line dancing.
You know, man, all of those things notwithstanding, I think it's important that people understand what Juneteenth Day is.
Absolutely.
And from a guy who's was a very young man when Juneteenth Day celebrations began, Milwaukee, where I live, is the largest and longest running Juneteenth Day celebration in the entire nation. This is our 50th year of celebrating Juneteenth Day in the city of Milwaukee. It's going to be over 465 vendors. If you can envision 465 vendors inside of about a 12-block radius and tens of thousands of people who are gathered for the Juneteenth Day in Milwaukee, it is without question one of the greatest events in our city every year. And so I've only missed, I think, one or two of them. And so to be here when it was an opportunity was given to me to be able to be a part of the first Juneteenth celebration in Baraboo, it was a no-brainer for me. Because, you know, when I look at Juneteenth Day, what it makes me think about first, Todd, is the fact that people want to bury history. The fact that we want CRT erased. And so if you erase, you know, the history of our nation, then nobody will know about what Juneteenth Day is and why it's important. There'll be people who'll say, well, why should there be a Juneteenth Day celebration? There's a 4th of July, which is an Independence Day, and that's for all of the people. And well, it's not quite the case.
Yeah.
And if people know the history, then they'll understand, I hope, why it's important that there is a day of celebration and independence for people separate from the 4th of July.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I don't think, being out here in this part of the state, I don't think it's dramatically different. Like if you stick around later on this summer, again, go about probably 25, more than that, 30 miles from here, little town called Hillsboro, just above Richland Center. There's a great festival called Chesky Den. And it celebrates Bohemian and Czechoslovakian independence. There's all kinds of great Bohemian food and that sort of thing. We have Italian Fest. We have you know German Fest, Oktoberfest. Go right. I mean, Juneteenth is more than, in my opinion, you know, as a white guy looking at it, it's more than just a cultural thing. To me, it's a celebration of independence. It's the historical part that you know so very well, and the history of emancipation, and the fact that it didn't happen in one day, that it happened over the course of 2 years. And I think it's absolutely appropriate that we not just celebrate it, but we mark it. We remember the history. We try to learn from it. And make our communities better.
So Juneteenth celebration is the second Independence Day in America, according to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. It's a holiday commemorating the end of the Civil War and emancipation of Black Americans, according to a proclamation of the Juneteenth Day of observance by the White House. And this is not according to Earl Ingram. This is according to the White House. July 4th, 1776 marked the nation's first Independence Day. It wasn't until almost a century later, on June 19th, 1865, that the United States could truly be considered a free country for all. Now, 1776 to, 1865, pretty
takes a while there.
Yeah, and since June 19th or Juneteenth Day for short has commemorated the end of slavery in America and freedom for the citizens of all races. On January 1st, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which declared all people being held as slaves would henceforth be free. 2 years later, on January 31st, 1865, the 13th Amendment was passed by Congress. It wasn't until that summer, on June 19th, 1865, that Union soldiers finally arrived in Galveston Bay, Texas, with the news of freedom, according to, you know, the historians. Now, I will say this, Todd. It's not only important that that people of color and children of color understand that history, but all Americans should understand that history, because when we talk about Independence Day, the 4th of July, and people celebrate, and it's a good time, it's a historic time. And the fact that what transpired on Juneteenth is, I think, of my ancestors and what they went through in this nation, and the fact that they were able to finally get the news that the Emancipation Proclamation had freed them, and if I could go back into their spirits and for a moment and think of how they must have felt that this horror was finally coming to an end, and then for 2 years later, for that to happen. But it didn't end there, because in other places like Delaware and Kentucky, it continued to go on. And so the more we're able to delve into history of our nation, I think the better chances we'll have, man, of being able to work things out and realize, hey, people are people. Yeah. Underneath all of the separations that exist inside of the human family, we're one human family.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Earl. And you and I walked, you know, along the shores of Devil's Lake last night, Devil's Lake State Park here, just outside of Baraboo. And, you know, we said, you know, look, I mean, there's white kids, there's black kids, there's Latino. I mean, there's people from all over socioeconomic classes just getting together, having fun. And I think that's why a celebration like today in Baraboo of Juneteenth is so important, because it is a predominantly white community. And I think there's a lot of, I guess you'd say ignorance, but I don't mean that in a negative way, because I just think that there are some places where kids or young people or adults just never learn the history. And I think that celebrations like this, bringing the community in Southwest Wisconsin, Baraboo, together, and, you know, it's not going to be all sermons. There's going to be line dancing. There's going to be music. There's going to be great food. And I think you and I might agree, if you could speak for yourself, it's a lot easier to listen to one another and talk to one another over a beverage and something to eat, and that's when you have understanding.
So we must be forthright. It's a predominantly white nation.
Yeah.
And it still is. And it has been from its inception, and it will continue to be for some time. But at a point in time, that is going to change. And so history is critically important, and that we need to learn the history of all of these things. And to me, that's a part of what the celebration of Juneteenth is about. It's nice to have, you know, the pomp and vigor, but underneath it all, the purpose of it is the history and finding out what it is. So I'm honored to be joined by my colleague, Todd Alba. We are here in beautiful Baraboo, Wisconsin, to celebrate the first of hopefully many Juneteenth celebrations. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK Civic Media, and I'm on the road with Todd, and you know, we'll return.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We all know that generic drugs are cheaper than name brand drugs. But I'm going to make a confession. For a long time, I thought generics were a less good version of a name brand. You know, like dollar store versions of cornflakes. But it turns out that generic drugs are made with the exact same chemical formula as the name brands. They have to be to even be on the market. When drug companies invent a new drug, they get a 20-year patent in America that gives them exclusive rights to sell their Zoloft or Ambien or whatever. But after 20 years, other companies can sell generic versions. Drugs that don't use the famous name but are chemically the same and follow all the same FDA rules. To get these savings, just ask your doctor to prescribe you a generic. Most of the time, they will. Now, your pharmacist usually can't just swap in the generic when you're picking up your pills, so you do have to ask your doctor before you leave the doctor's office. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Juneteenth celebration. I am honored again to be in the company of Mr. Todd Alba of the Todd Alba Show, a colleague at Civic Media, and we are here to support people who clearly, in my conversations with Pastor Antoine Hallman Sr., people in this community who thought it was important that everybody get to understand the importance of Juneteenth Day and what it means. It doesn't matter whether you're in California or New York or whether you're in Baraboo. That there are people today who will be celebrating this day, and it's a national holiday. And sometimes I think that because people don't realize or recognize what Juneteenth Day really means. I mean, you hear the term Juneteenth, yeah. You know, and you just, well, what's that? Right. Well, the fact that it is now a national holiday is just, you know, just unbelievable to me that it's reached that level.
When you were growing up, Earl, did you ever, I mean, you're a man of a certain age, you talk openly about that. When you were growing up as a kid, did you ever envision a day being out in 97% white Southwest Wisconsin for a Juneteenth celebration?
You know, I have to always say to people about my background and how I grew up. Preschool to sixth grade was spent in a segregated environment. We had places in the city of Milwaukee that blacks were segregated. And so there was no open housing in my lifetime. And so we were relegated to a certain segment of the city as blacks were across the nation. And then through the civil rights and open housing marches led by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and others, open housing came into existence in 1968. And so my father worked at a place called A.O. Smith. And so it was in a German area part of town. and it was close to the factory. And so we moved because of the open housing legislation that was passed, and into that German part of town, which was a couple blocks from the factory that my dad worked in. Needless to say, inside of 6 months to a year, that whole neighborhood changed hands.
Yeah.
And so I went from an all-black reality in the sixth grade, where all-black teachers, you know, in an all-black community, to a 98% white community. 1 year of my life, from 1966 to 1967, my whole life changed as I lived around predominantly whites.
Yeah.
And so my perspective on life has been based on the fact that I was given what I think is a beautiful opportunity to live a life different than most. And it's made me the person that I am, because I've learned people are people.
Yeah.
And that the thing that separates us is misunderstanding, misconceptions. And because I had an opportunity to live in my, from 14 years old, you know, my junior high school and high school, all predominantly white. My high school was 98% white and probably 50 to 60% Jewish. Mm-hmm. And it gave me the perspective in life that I have. And I just wish everybody could have lived and had that perspective. And then you realize, man, most important thing is humanity. It's people.
Right.
And we have a tough time trying to reconcile that, you know, we're only in this planet for a short period of time, and then we're gone.
Yeah.
So when we allow all of these different things to separate us, it's an issue, but it's something that we can fix. And I think this is the beginning of it. When you have events like this, I'm sure the people here in Baraboo will be surprised.
Right.
At what's going to take place.
Yeah, I mean, it's in many ways a great community. It's all people that don't know, it was the for a long time the home of the Al Ringling Barnum and Bailey Circus. Still have a great Circus World Museum here. It draws a lot of communities. We're only about 15 miles away from Wisconsin Dells, which I think a lot of people would know. But this is the first time they've had a Juneteenth celebration. As you keep pointing out, for me, I think it's just great that this history is being told here. They're going to be setting up an interactive display right behind Early here between us and the stage, where people can come and learn about that history. And I think that's, you know, the more that each of us open our minds to and listen to one another and learn, it breaks down barriers, in my opinion.
You know, man, part of what we're up against is the fact that, you know, unfortunately, we're in a presidential election where the vestiges of the history we're talking about, it's live.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you look at it and you see it, and one side is trying to put that to bed and put it to rest, and there's another side that's still trying to keep it alive and moving.
Yeah. We talked about last night. I mean, one side wants to play on fears and separate us, but days like today break down that fear, I think, and help us understand one another.
All right. So, again, Todd Alba and I are here in Baraboo, and we're here to celebrate the first annual Juneteenth celebration. I'm excited, and hopefully you will be as well. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and Civic Media. You got the love to give me the strength to keep on living.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting about $16 million in a nationwide settlement with Johnson & Johnson over harmful baby powder. State prosecutors around the country say the company knew the talc in its baby powder could cause cancer. Attorney General Josh Call did not say exactly how the money will be used. The idea that non-citizens get to vote for president is not only untrue, but good government groups say falsehoods like that plant dangerous seeds of doubt about American elections.
Non-citizens are already not legally allowed to vote in federal elections. This has been the case through American history, and it was codified into American law in 1996.
David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Washburn County Sheriff's Office has announced the 19-year-old who went missing on Friday has been found safe. Gunnar Hess was reported missing earlier this week after telling his family he was going kayaking on Friday, but nobody had heard from him come Monday, and authorities put out a call for help. On Tuesday, Hess was found safe by Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wardens in St. Croix Falls. Law enforcement authorities did not share the reason that Hess had gone missing. St. Louis County officials held a public safety meeting on Monday to discuss the traffic situation for Lowell Elementary School in Duluth. According to a Northern News Now report, the school on Rice Lake Road is facing mounting criticism following a crash earlier this month that involved a school bus that was turning onto Rice Lake Road. Some suggestions shared at the meeting include making the school's parking lot bigger, staggering drop-off and pickup times to reduce traffic, or dedicating turn lanes at the entrance.
And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Woody Harrelson was in a motorcycle accident recently while driving to Conan O'Brien's podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, where he was to appear with Ted Danson. O'Brien addressed the bandage on Harrelson's hand. During the broadcast, Harrelson told O'Brien about his accident and said it's a good thing he wore a helmet because he flew over his handlebars and hit his head when he crashed into a Tesla. Instead of going to an actual doctor, Woody drove to the set where pretend Dr. Becker bandaged him up. Throughout the interview, listeners learned that hazing was alive and well on the set of Cheers. Danson says most of the actors were in their 30s, and young Buck Harrelson was 24 when he joined the cast. In an effort to show Harrelson the pecking order, Danson said he and his castmates tried to kick Harrelson's butt, first with physical activity, but Harrelson beat them all in basketball, leg wrestling, and arm wrestling. When they switched to more cerebral methods, Harrelson beat them at chess, too. Who would have thought a humble guy from Indiana could outsmart Hollywood actors? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid-70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62.
It's 60 at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Juneteenth, Wisconsin. I'll be joined by Reggie Jackson, former griot of the American Black Holocaust Museum, award-winning author and Wisconsin historian. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
All right, and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As I said before, I'm honored beyond words to be here in Baraboo, Wisconsin, to celebrate the first annual Juneteenth celebration. I am in the presence of royalty, Pastor Antoine Hallman Sr. and his lovely bride, Miss Ramona, who are at the root of this first annual celebration in Baraboo. Good morning to the both of you. How are you?
Doing great, Earl. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I am, as I said before, honored to have an opportunity to be here and support you in this quest. Tell us a little bit about Pastor Hallman and your lovely bride Ramona.
Well, try to make a long story short. Of course, we actually met here in Baraboo back in 2011. Of course, prior to ministry, I managed restaurants all over the country, and then of course I had an accident where I broke my neck. And then of course it's true what they say: when you have a life event like that, that's when you go crawl to the Lord. Oh, help me now, please. Got saved. Started coming to a little church in Baraboo. She was waiting in the pews for me. And we took a walk. I moved up here in May of 2011. We got married November 2011.
Yes. I do tell people, like, yes, I literally sat in Baraboo. My job moved me to Baraboo, of all places. And I was like, Lord, why am I in Baraboo? And I was here waiting for my husband.
You know Baraboo.
Baraboo.
I don't know what the makeup is of blacks in Baraboo, but what is it like?
Well, and currently as it stands, of course, it's starting to shift and grow and change. But when we moved back here back in 2011, it probably was like maybe 2 to 3% maybe. But yeah, Now that is probably like getting inching towards 7 or 8%. But it's not just blacks, but also just other ethnicities and other cultures are starting to bring diverse ideas and cultures to the area.
But no, I always tell people, because many people aren't aware, black or white, that only 5% of the entire state of Wisconsin is black. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes people wonder, Wisconsin is one of the most segregated states in the entire nation, and people who live here often don't recognize that, don't understand that, and I think it's because of that makeup that people don't understand one another. When you don't get to see somebody else, then you can only draw conclusions based on what you hear.
Exactly, and that is kind of like the history of the state, as you just said.
Right.
You know, of course, a lot of people in the state have not had any interaction outside of their own race. Or
right,
say if white people or Caucasian people have only had interaction with Caucasian people. So when they see something seen on TV or something like that, so when they automatically have this misconception or preconception of who we are and what we are. But it's like you have to get to know us to see us and actually talk to us.
Well, I mean, clearly we're human beings.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Like everybody, right? And so when you see people through the prism of humanity first, all those misconceptions disappear. And you guys are in a spiritual lane. And so I'm preaching to the choir, right? The Creator only created one people.
One God, one spirit, one kingdom.
Yeah.
That's it.
So let me ask you, so Juneteenth. Why is it so important that Baraboo, at this point in time, have its first Juneteenth day? And why this time?
Well, it's for such a time as this. I mean, of course, we actually were trying to do this last year. It did not work out. But however, it is time for this. It's time for this community to grow and change along with the rest of the country, even the rest of the state. And so there's a lot of hungry people that want to know different things. They want to know about Black history. They want to know about Juneteenth. They want to know about, you know, Antoine Ramona Hallman. They want to know us. So it's like we present ourselves to them, to make ourselves available to them so they can see what we are about. And of course, celebrating Juneteenth is about celebrating that celebration of freedom. And of course, I like the Opal Lee quote where it says, none of us are free until we're all free. So just as we are celebrating freedom, but they're also being freed from any misconceptions, any doubt, any misunderstandings they may have when they actually start to interact. And so this event is actually kind of also is to just, again, bring light to the area. You know, of course, Baraboo has made national attention on multiple occasions, but those instances does not make up what this community represents.
So is it more important that adults understand what Juneteenth stands for, or children, or a combination of both?
Combination of both.
It's definitely a combination of both, because in the homes, and kids are going to learn, or children learn from their environment. And if they're in a home that is teaching or speaking a certain type of way, it is how they're cultivated. And so the children can also learn, because I know that they always say each generation gets wiser and wiser. And so as children are learning, and they can be in environments and they're like, wait a minute, what I'm hearing doesn't line up with what I'm seeing. And so then it can also cause conversations. And so that's why I'm really excited about us doing the event here, because being in small towns in Wisconsin, it is a space of where people need to see, but then it's also where Black people need to see, because sometimes we can be in a space and we think we are the only person, or we're the only person in this group or space. And then it's like, here, no, we're here. We have a safe space for Black people, all people, to come. And
So if you're just joining us, I'm joined by Pastor Antoine Hallman Sr. and his lovely bride, Miss Ramona. We're in Baraboo and celebrating the first annual Juneteenth Day celebration. You know, Pastor, you and I, when we first spoke, you talked of young children, Black children, who don't know. And how would they know? It's certainly not being taught in their schools. And if it's not taught there, then where? And why is it important that, because you're going to be teaching some history here. Why?
Well, again, of course, where we are, in no fault to their own, that some things have been systemic and systematic in society, whether it's in educational field, judicial, or medical. And so it's like what is in our hand and in our wheelhouse to do is to educate and to preach and teach. And so, like, say, for all the African American children, the biracial children, the Native American children that are in this area, if it's not being taught in the school, hey, come get it from us. You know, there's an old saying, new circles break old cycles. So if we start to create new circles, new realms of understanding, expanding the mind, you know, giving them exposure to new things, and actually just steering them in the way of the way they should go, so to speak, and just saying, hey, this is what history is. This is where you come from. This is what it looks like. And then we hope that lights a fire in them to dig deeper.
So, you know, still pretty amazing to me as I await this Friday my 70th birthday.
It's, happy early birthday.
Well, thank you. It's still amazing to me where we are and why we can't seem to get over the hurdles that people put before us. And part of what you're doing here is part of that, right?
Yes. Well, again, we want to expose and expand and just educate and teach. And again, and everyone is going to draw their own conclusion, you know, but basically for us, what's in our house to do, what's in our hearts to do, what has been given to us in our hands to do is to educate and teach. And that's what we're going to do. And of course, with the teaching and education piece, again, we just hope that it lights a fire to expand their desire to learn more about themselves and other people.
So how do you, what's the process today? What have you organized?
Well, again, we've actually collaborated with Madison College. Dr. Damira Grady and Dr. Jimmy Cheffin of Madison College, they have actually basically held our hand through the process and collaborated with us and just talked about, to us about, you know, what Juneteenth celebrations look like. You know, of course, they're bringing the education piece and the history piece. We're going to have a live history interactive with William Green and the Fox City Flicks crew. They're going to be actually just doing these 22-minute intervals of black history, just teaching and educating about Juneteenth as well as about black history as a whole. We're going to have some poets here. Arsenio Sowell and Charles Payne, they're going to bring history in a different perspective. You know, they're going to weave history in with art and make it a little more digestible, if you will. And then, of course, Mr. Percy Brown, a friend of mine from high school, he is the head of DEI for the DeForest Public Schools. He's going to be giving an amazing speech today at approximately 1 p.m. And but yes, we have a full itinerary. We have educational history, and also we have environmental education going on at the bottom of the river here. Mr. Serge Koenig, he is a conservationist with the Sauk County Land and Resources Department. He's going to actually be bringing some information about river ecology as well as environmental, you know, education.
So, Pastor, let me ask you. You talked about DEI. The fact that DEI is under assault, has been under assault, continues to be under assault. What are your thoughts at a time when we're, you know, I'm from the era of Dr. Martin Luther King, and I was 14 years old when Dr. King died. So I lived my life watching him and lived through the civil rights struggle. And so when I see people wanting to do away with diversity, equity, and inclusion, all I can do is shake my head and say, you know, it's amazing that we've, as far as we had come, that there are people pushing back and saying, well, we've arrived at equality. Your thoughts?
We still have a long way to go. Of course, like you're saying, even far as back as 2013, when more laws were rolled back, and they're continually fighting to push other things back. And even now, there's people basically sitting on the steps of the Supreme Court fighting every kind of thing that would advance, you know, minority women or people of color. They're just sitting there fighting it. And of course, we come from a spiritual standpoint, so we just have to say we love them. But however, we have to unapologetically present our case as well. Like with this event in this town, we can no longer steer or be fearful of saying who we are and being proud of who we are and standing up for what we believe. I mean, because again, there are a lot of people that feel the same way as we do as people of color, but we just need to teach them how to help us. But there's a very few that want to do things the other way, but there are many that want to help us, and we can teach them how to help us.
So 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I am here and honored to be in the presence of Pastor Antoine Hallman Sr. and his lovely bride, Miss Ramona. We are, what's the name of the park?
This is Ochsner Park. And it's a funny spelling.
So we're going to let you talk a little bit about that on the other side. We're here to celebrate the first annual Juneteenth celebration. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK.
You can't leave because your heart is there. But you can't stay because you've been somewhere else. You can't cry because you look broke down, but you're crying anyway, cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Oh, yeah, family affair.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. Listen, our phone lines are open, and I'd love to hear from you. Today is no different than any other day that we do my show, and then an interaction between you and the listening audience is always welcome. Today is a different kind of a show than I normally do because, number one, I'm out in the field, and number two, it is to celebrate. I played the music that I'm playing because, you know, Juneteenth Day is a family reunion.
Yes, it is.
And so people who you're going to be building that, and you're starting. This is the first block of what is going to be a fantastic, fantastic event that you'll have every year. I know that because, again, in the city where I live, Milwaukee, there's going to be 470 vendors and tens of thousands of people gathered, as Milwaukee is the first Juneteenth celebration in the entire nation. And this is over 50 years of celebrating Juneteenth Day where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And so it's what this is going to be. Real sight is not with the eyes, it's with the mind. And you have certainly envisioned that, Pastor Antoine Hallman Sr. and Miss Ramona. Let's talk about, what do you want people in this community to understand about what this day is? I'm talking about people, not just people of color, but the whole human family. What do you want them to garner from what you put together here today?
Well, what we want, first thing is just simply that no one is no different than the other. We have the same human needs, the same physical
desires.
You mean
our blood is the same?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. And so we just, first, we're all the same regardless of the pigmentation. That's the one thing. So we all hurt, we all love, we all feel. But also just, again, understanding another person's plight, understanding another person's history will just give you that much more insight to and the capacity and ability to love and understand more, because that's what love, it requires work. And, of course, that work is going to require us to, you know, express compassion, empathy, gain understanding. And, of course, those things, the gain of understanding, that means we're going to have to give of ourselves to actually say, you know what, I've been wrong a little bit, because I know, like, I have a friend. You know, he's a 60-plus-year-old white guy. And, you know, he pulls my coat on some things, because, right, like, I had, you know, because, again, history and interaction in life has taught me one thing. And so he's like, that's not what that is. And then, of course, he can come to me and say, what about this? And I can say, that's not what that is. But we have some bloody knuckle conversations on those kind of things. But this event is what we hope to start in this community. Open discussions, forums, friendships. Just, you got to have that person that you can say, hey, am I wrong for thinking this? Is this right? Is this wrong? There's someone that's going to, a friend, gaining a friend, because a friend will tell you the truth about
it. Right,
everything.
Right, right.
And so if you can gain a friend from a different perspective, a different race, a different culture, you learn, you grow. And that's what we hope to get. That's one of the things we hope to get from
you. So let me say this, because, and I want to say this to the audience, 844-967-2789. This is not to make anybody feel bad.
Come on.
Part of why there's so much pushback on diversity, equity, and inclusion is because people think that diversity, equity, and inclusion and critical race theory are to make people feel bad. No, it's not that. And anybody who frames it in that perspective are people who missed the whole point. The fact that Juneteenth celebration is happening is not to exclude anybody.
Nope.
It's to tell the truth about one of the most wicked things that have ever happened in the history of mankind. It's just factual. And so the fact that it ended is something to be celebratory of, and not for people to feel bad. But you don't stuff that and say, well, we don't need to talk about that anymore because it makes me feel bad.
And that's, again, the purpose of this event is to bring the history, you know, and remove that misconception that, oh, we're throwing this in your face to make you feel bad, to guilt you and shame. No, it is not about that at all. It's just simply saying, hey, here's an invitation to get understanding on what really happened, the factual evidence, the history is our evidence, right?
Right.
And so if we invite you to take what we give today and then go and do a deeper dive for yourself, and you will see where we've been through, where we are, and how we got here. And then, of course, hopefully it'll change the mindset to say, okay, I see that, I understand it, but now what can we do going forward to bring this thing together?
So what time does the event start?
It starts at 10.
All right. And what time does it end?
3 p.m.
Okay. And so, listen, man, I want to thank you from the depths of my heart. It's more than a notion to bring this into existence.
Yes.
Clearly, God put it on your heart to do that, and you follow him. So thank you. I'm honored to meet you.
Honored to meet you as well,
Earl. And your wife. And it won't be the last time, I promise.
I promise you as
well. We're a phone call away.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. This is Pastor Antoine Hallman Sr. and his lovely bride, Miss Ramona. We are here in Baraboo, Wisconsin, the first annual Juneteenth celebration. Our phone lines are open.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, the executive director of Block joins us. Angela Lang will be here in hour number two, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.